في إشارة أغلاغ الشيخ يقول رمي وقت تغريد زمانة شيخ العرب على جمع الشعكيم ومنفسه ونور المغمى كده سبق ديتي هر دم أهل دل كي داستا مجك story of Allah's lovers giving me a guidance ہر دم پہلے دل کی دا
جہاں دیکھ کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو جہاں دیکھ کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو جہاں دیکھ کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو نظر آتا ہے اپنے دل کا جب زخم نہاں مجھ کو تو اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیاں مجھ کو نظر آتا ہے اپنے دل کا جب زخم نہاں مجھ کو تو اپنا درد خود کرتا ہے مجبور بیاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو بیان درد دل آسان نہیں ہے دوستو لیکن بیان درد دل آسان نہیں ہے دوستو لیکن سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستاں مجھ کو سبق دیتی ہے ہر دم اہل دل کی داستاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو زبان عشق کی تاثیر اہل دل سے سنتا ہوں زبان عشق کی تاثیر اہل دل سے سنتا ہوں مگر مسحور کرتی ہے محبت بے زبان مجھ کو مگر مسحور کرتی ہے محبت بے زباں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو قفس کی تیلیاں رنگین دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی قفس کی تیلیاں رنگین دھوکا دے نہیں سکتی کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستاں مجھ کو کہ ہر دم مضطرب رکھتی ہے یاد گلستاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو کہاں تک ضبط غم ہو دوستو راہ محبت میں سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیاں مجھ کو سنانے دو تم اپنی بزم میں میرا بیاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو میری صحرا نوردی اور میری چاک دامانی میری صحرا نوردی اور میری چاک دامانی بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہو پوا مجھ کو بہت مجبور کرتی ہے میری آہو پوا مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو
آخری شعر ہے
ملا کرتی ہے نسبت ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے اے اختر ملا کرتی ہے نسبت اہل نسبت ہی سے اے اختر زباں سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیان درفشاں مجھ کو زباں سے ان کی ملتا ہے بیان درفشاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arbillah, Rumi Waqt of Rezi Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, which Hazrat is explaining his very deep love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he gained spending his youth and his whole life in the company of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thus we can never understand ourselves to explain it, it's really beyond me. And just to get a glimpse of it from the barakat of our Shaykh, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to get a brief idea of what Allah Hazrat is teaching us here. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world for, to make an effort to get this great gift of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat says that, Sabak deti hai hardam ehle dil ki daasta musku. That every moment, if I just think of my life, I just get the lessons from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they spend their life in gaining the love of Allah and explaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my thoughts are all the time in that. So I'm soaked, and this is when a person gives himself from his youth and he gives himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Hazrat used to explain so beautifully, when you give your youth to Allah, you'll get old, Allah ta'ala will give you in old age, you'll be still young and fresh like a young person. Like we see our Shaykh, our Mashaykh, how they still, whatever age they are, they just want to spread the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give me and all of us this great zeal to gain this true wealth that Allah has sent us in this world, the short time of our life, not to waste it in filth and dirt, watching sports, etc. This is what we should be aiming for, to get an iota, and in fact a full share of the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, جہاں دے کر ملا ہے دل میں وہ جانے جہاں مجھ کو بہت خون تمنا سے ملا سلطان جا مجھ کو. Hazrat is explaining, to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a very great wealth. So it's not easy to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll have to give everything before you get an aota and a glimpse of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, جہاں دے کر ملا, that I gave the whole world. And like Hazrat was a very young, intelligent son of his father, many people requested that you got such an intelligent son, why don't you make him a specialist, etc. Hazrat's father used to say, like Hazrat said, with regard to his own son, Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib Daum Barakatum, Allah gave me one great gift, must I give it away to the dunya? So Hazrat says, I gave my dunya away, but what did I get in return? O jaane jahan mujhko, the creator of both the worlds, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Agar tu ek mera tu har shay meri. When Allah becomes ours, then you can't explain what is in the heart of such a person. But for that, Hazrat says, bahut khoon tamanna se, that the the desires of mind, I to crush it in your youth, to stay in the company with an old man, husband Abdul Ghani Pulpuri, Rahmatullah Alayh. Outwardly we'll say an old man in the sense as far as age is concerned, but young in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that brimming in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Hazrat used to explain his own experiences, that middle of the night when Hazrat used to be reciting the tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem at the time of tahajjud, getting up very early, and our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, a young boy still at that time, 17, 18 years, which myself, we can never dream of explaining this. Hazrat used to say, I just used to see as my Shaykh is reciting and reciting tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem, that Haza Kalamu Rabbi, this is the word of my Allah. And as Hazrat used to recite Kalamik Park, as we heard Mona Imran Sahib reciting so beautifully, the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they enjoy reciting Qur'an-i Kareem, and that's how it should be recited, with that feeling, and know what we are, Allah ta'ala is talking to us. Hazrat says, I used to just hear my Shaykh, middle of the night, going, so to say, like a pressure cooker, Allah, Allah, while reciting Qur'an-i Kareem, Allah, what you are telling me? So Hazrat says that, I had to give the desires of my make it into blood, then Mila Sultan Ejab Mosko. Then I got the king of both the worlds. And thus Hazrat is saying in humbleness to make me and all of us understand. It's not a claim, it's teaching us that to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says clearly, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَحْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Whoever makes the jihad in the spot of Allah ta'ala, in other words, go through mushakkad, and the desires we got, like in today's time, everybody, many youngsters also got desire. We want to know what's happening, what the matters. But just forget about that, and spend your time in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what you don't know about the world, Allah ta'ala will give you the news of akhirat. And we all want to know what is going to happen in the future. The real future Allah has explained in detail in the Qur'an-i Kareem. How beautifully Allah explained in detail what is going to happen. So Hazrat is mentioning here that to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll have to make that sacrifice. And Allah ta'ala will give you tawfiq when you got that desire and eagerness. And you put one step in the company of the friends of Allah ta'ala with that desire to get that love of Allah. Allah ta'ala will give you tawfiq to bear it. And all your desires as a young person, and as you grow old also, Hazrat was, Allahu Akbar, was a person who, Hazrat says, very romantic, but you crush all their desires, then you'll get Allah Rabbul Izzat, and see what Allah will give in return. Nazar aata hai apne dil ka, jab zakhme niha mujhko, to apna dard khur karta hai mujhko, bayani mujhko. Hazrat says, when I look at those days that I passed in the company of my Shaykh, unimaginable. How did I manage in a small village of Pulpur? That time now it's a big like almost like a city. But that time it was one small masjid there, and Hazrat used to be alone with his Shaykh, hardly anybody there. Hazrat says in that company, and the pains of my heart, in other words my desires, how I crushed it, and I made my heart go against my desires of this world. And in that condition, when I just have a glimpse of my heart and all those wounds of my heart, which I can't explain, and just to us we won't understand, but sit in the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, like today, many youngsters, every youngster, Allah Ta'ala has given that potential, that just sit in the right company, and your desires to crush it, not to know about what's happening in the world, about sports and politics, it won't bother you in the least, but as long as you come to know how to get the connection with Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, when I think of those days, how Allah gave me tawfiq to spend those days, and all the desires of young person, how I crushed that, now it just forces me to speak about it. In other words, the Hazrat is mentioning clearly, it's not that I'm making a claim I got the love of Allah, but I want to explain that Allah has sent us here in the short life to make an effort in that line. Not an effort in the wrong. Allah Ta'ala warns us, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Did we send you just to pass time in this world? No, Allah sent us for this great gift. And to get this great gift, Allah Ta'ala has shown us, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. Just be with the righteous by your servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. حضرت مولانا رحمت اللہ صاحب داؤن برکاتہم دا خلیفہ حضرت مفتی محمود صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ used to explain that in the earlier days you just used to sit by your sheikh and all that noor that is penetrating from that heart, automatically you'll see your condition opens up. That way I am full of filth and dirt and all sicknesses, and without bayan that noor used to get transferred and where they used to reach. Today Hazrat explains myself the worst of all, what in their company and listening to their talk, and still it doesn't affect my heart. Allah save me. As Hazrat teaches us over and over, myself first of all should ponder and think, I'm coming for majlis, but is it just that I came and I heard and I'm gone? Or did I take stock that how much am I bringing into my life? So Hazrat is saying further, bayani darde dil asanahi dosto, lekin sabak deti hai hardam ehle din ki dasta mujhko. Hazrat says to explain this love of Allah, it's not an ordinary subject. It's not simple to explain. People won't understand. The love of Allah Ta'ala is something abstract, but it's a great gift. When that iota and drop of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala comes in the heart, then forget the dunya, all the things that makes you, that distracts you from Allah Ta'ala. Even in your ibadah, you'll be worried and concerned. Am I doing that ibadah which Allah wants from me? And for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat is addressing myself, all of us, and say, friends, let me explain to you, this is not easy to explain what is the great grip of the love of Allah. But I, all the time when I explain it, I just think of how my elders, my mashayikh, their sabak all the time just comes in my mind. How my sheikh used to get up early in the morning and how they used to spend their life in getting this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So all that life is just in front of me all the time. And that's natural. Like Hazrat explained, that we might be far, and the friends of Allah Ta'ala, we far away from our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam bodily. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should be present with me in my heart and soul all the time. So no matter where I am, on the other hand, if we don't get the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, we can be right at Rose-Eye Park, but we're very far away from Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is what Hazrat is explaining. When you sit in the right company and with this right intention to get this love of Allah for the pleasure of Allah, then all the time to explain these things, Hazrat explained, then it gives me courage to explain and talk about this greatest wealth that Allah has created us for. That is this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is so beautifully in Surah Ar-Rahman, how Allah addresses the two great the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In other words, the two great nations, insan and jinnat. I created you for this. And this is what is this great gift I want to give you. That is why insan and jinnat is better than the whole world. But as beautifully Mufassirin explained, that Allah Ta'ala says, أَيُّوَ الثَّقَلَانِ, oh, the two heavy, great groups. What does it mean? Your value is according to what is in your heart. When iman penetrates the heart and your love of Allah Ta'ala comes, then a person, that value of his, that makes him weighty in the scales of Allah Ta'ala. So outwardly, the mountains might look huge, but they cannot bear this great, this love of Allah Ta'ala that penetrates the heart. Then Hazrat explains, Zubane ishki ta'athir ehle dil se sunta hu, that the effects of the tongue that talks with the love of Allah, and ishq is that burning love, which is all the time flaming in your heart all the time. So Hazrat says the effect of ehle dil, people who got hearts, myself, we all say we got hearts, but that heart who has been given to the creator of a heart. The ehle dil, Allah who gave us our heart, agar dil dena ho to isi ke do do, jisne tumhe dil diya. Hazrat says if you want to give your heart, then give it to the one who has given you a heart. He knows the value of the heart. And Allah Ta'ala beautifully explained that this is what I gave you this heart for. That becomes my palace. And the heart is the palace of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat says that Zubani Ishki Ta'asir, the effects of the talks of the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that I hear from the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Magar Mashoor Karti Hai Muhabbat Be Zubah Mushku. But I get in trance. In other words, I get, so to say, overtaken, mesmerized with the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, of the lovers of Allah, that without talking, how that love just gets transferred into the hearts of one another. That is more effective than even listening to the bayan. And that is what we should understand. But myself, far from that reality. This is the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of that caliber. Our shaykh, our mashayikh, to the barakat, Allah give us a full share of this reality. As I say, then our condition is that we look at the outward beauty and we forget why Allah sent us here. And we fall into the trap. So Hazrat says, a truth, a bird, kafas ki teliya rangin, dhoka de nahi sakta. You say, Hazrat says, you buy a bird, and especially a bird that roams around openly in the air, and you catch that bird and put it in a beautiful cage, with all coloring, all colored cage, and you even put a swing for him, everything, that bird will tell you that I'm not overtaken with just outward beauty. So the this whole world put together, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The friends of Allah Ta'ala don't get overtaken with this outward beauty and outward deception of this world. That har dam muttarib rakti hai yaad-e gulista musku. Let the true gardens of the friends of Allah, which will take us to the gardens of Jannah. That is all the time I'm just restless, that when can I fly out from this cage. And like the men of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they are restless. When is Malakul Maut going to come and say, now Allah Ta'ala has sent salams for you. Allah give me this reality. Meri sehrad wardi aur meri chaak damni bahut majboor karti hai meri aao fuga mujhko. Hazrat is now explaining that very special condition of his, that staying in the jungles with my sheikh alone and not worried about outward beauty like myself. Worried my kurta must be like this and my topi must be like that. That your chaak damni, your even your zip is open, your buttons are open. You are not worried of these things. You are worried that how I'm going to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, these conditions which I think of it, in those days Allah gave me tawfiq to spend with my sheikh, it just forces me to explain that how middle of the night Allah gave me tawfiq to take out that deep sighs. Ya Allah, you brought me here to my sheikh. Give me also that love of Allah ta'ala. And what Allah Ta'ala gave our Dara Sheikh, many mashayikh used to say, Allama bin Nuri Rahmatullah also used to say clearly, La farqa baynaka wa bayna Mawlana Marhum. The way you have taken from your Sheikh, and Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah was a great lover of Allah, who wrote 28,500 poems in the love of Allah. The way our Dara Sheikh explained it, he says it seems like Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah wrote it himself. In other words, and many mashayikh used to say, love is something you can't see. But if you really want to see the love of Allah in body form, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and like our Shaykh who took a great and full share from our Dada Shaykh, you see the man of Allah, you just think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can't stop talking of the love of Allah. And that's what Hazrat explained. Kaha tak zab gham ho, ho dosto rai muhabbat me, sunane do tum apni bazma mein mera bayan mujhko. Hazrat says, how long I'm going to restrain myself and explain to you this great gift of this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is actually the pain of the heart. In other words, when you give your life to Allah ta'ala and sacrifice your dunya, then that pain Allah will give you, which you forget of every other pain. So Hazrat says, how long I'm going to control myself? Oh friends, give me that opportunity, let me tell you about it. And we see our Dara Sheikh, and like our Sheikh, they start talking of the love of Allah, and whether it's any time, you just bayan is over, they'll be talking, they won't stop talking. And this was the condition, and this is the condition of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Today we all want to know what time the bayan is going to start, what is going to end. Hazrat says, don't control me when I'm talking, because Allah is pouring down that love into my heart, so I can't. When the rain comes, you don't know when it's going to stop. And sometimes it looks like the signs are coming. So the friends of Allah, when you sit in their company, Allah give me tawfiq that we open the eyes of our heart and beg Allah, let that current come into me also. So Hazrat then explained so beautifully, finally, mila karti hai nisbat, ehle nisbat hi se akhtar. Hazrat addressing himself humbly, but in reality, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Anawarallahu Marqadahu, is telling me and all of us that if you want this nisbat, this connection, that is this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can only get it by the friends of Allah, by the lovers of Allah ta'ala. One is outward doing the effort of deen, and one is the deen itself, that love of Allah to penetrate the heart, that comes from heart to heart. We can talk our whole life like myself. We can read about it. You can buy kitabs about it. You won't get it. You get it from the heart. And you have to spend time in the company and make our lives according to their lives, according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zuban se unki milta hai bayan dur fasha musku. And when they open, when they start talking, then Allahu Akbar, that great enjoyment of listening of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you don't want to hear of anything else of this world. So Allah give me tawfiq and understanding. Allah has brought us here. Let us beg Allah ta'ala for this reality to the birth of ourselves.